Today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm a little bit behind on Twitter. Actually, I think all of it is Gary, but you know, there were tweets concerning this podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and go over them. Gary says he calls it Sunday Night Blues. Yeah, I still get them. I keep thinking that, you know, one day when I figure out what I want to be when I grow up, you know, I won't have the Sunday Night Blues because it'll be like, oh, I'm so excited to do my job. I love doing my job. And I just want to do it every day. I know it's not always that way. Even with things you love, even people who start their own companies and they love it and they can't imagine doing anything else for their entire life, they experience times where they're either having to put in too much work or what they're doing is boring. It's a career that they like, but what they're doing is boring. Anyway, so I understand it'll always be a thing, but it's when you're not doing something that you're passionate about and it just becomes more of a thing. Also, I feel like just a side note, I do feel like as I get older, I'm becoming more of an introvert than I was when I was younger. And my job requires me to have all of these meetings where I'm a major player in the meeting. I'm either leading the meeting or I'm in the meeting because people want my opinion. And I start getting anxiety before meetings. Even if I'm prepared, it's like, I'm getting anxious because I have to, and I dread them. I just look forward to the times when I'm not in a meeting. But it's more than just I hate meetings. It's more like I get anxious before meetings. And I don't know. I don't know what that is. Maybe I need to talk to a therapist and figure that out. But yeah, it's a thing. Gary, once I get into the week, I'm okay-ish because I'm in the week and I'm in it and I'm. But then I have the weekend. I have a couple of days off and then I'm back to, you know, having those scaries. Gary also says Smitty's Garage sounds like a good place for a burger. Yeah, it actually is good. I don't love their fries. Their fries are okay, but they're the kind of fries that have the skin on. And I'm not a big fan of skin-on fries, but they actually were hot and fairly crispy when they came out. So, I mean, that's good because I always want a hot, crispy fry. But the skin is not my favorite thing in the world. So, and it's funny because when I eat a baked potato, I usually eat the skin because I think it's healthy for me and I don't know why else. But for some reason, the skin on a French fry, I don't like it as much. I'm not really sure why that is. But it was good. They had some Mexican bottled soft drinks. And so I had a Fanta. It's not a Fanta. It was an orange drink. I don't remember the name of it, but it was definitely like they had Mexican Coca-Cola. They had an orange drink. They had a lime drink. And I can't remember the name, but it wasn't Fanta, but there were glass bottles. So I had one of those. And then Gary says when he saw that the FBI had a search warrant for Trump yesterday, he's been doing the same thing. And I said, so basically yesterday I was talking about kind of doom scrolling and then pulling up, you know, CNN and MSNBC and looking to see what everybody's and looking at the comments. And don't ever read the comments on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or anywhere because people are so trollish in these comments on both sides, on all sides. You know, all sides. There are trollish comments that happen. I need to sneeze. Okay. So anyway, you know, just, and so today I haven't looked at any news. I don't know what's, probably nothing else has happened. The only thing that now the news is going to overanalyze and pull in every legal correspondent and every whatever they've got. But I doubt there's been actual movement or traction. So I haven't looked, and I feel much better today. I feel much better not doom scrolling. And then lastly, also from Gary, by the way, you guys can tweet me. I'm at Geeky Gay TV, which I'm considering removing the TV, because at one point I was going to be a YouTube celebrity. So I put TV at the end of it. But for now, it's still Geeky Gay TV. So if you want to tweet me, if you at me, and it's related to the show, I do try to include it in the show. You can also email me, call me, all those kind of things. And I try to include all of it in the show because, you know, let's face it, I need content. Hi, my name is Ray, and on yesterday my door. So the last one from Gary, since you recommended Sandman, I tried to watch it. I don't like fancy or that kind of story. So I don't know exactly what you mean by fancy. So maybe you mean fantasy. It says fancy, but maybe you mean fantasy. Now that I'm thinking about it, I bet that was like an autocorrect. Or maybe you were using voice to type. Because I was like, what does he mean, fancy? I mean, yeah, it's got some really cool effects. And, you know, there's some castles and stuff. So those are fancy. But, like, what do you mean? Like, but, yeah. I love fantasy. I read almost exclusively fantasy and legal novels, like John Grisham. There are some other things that I read, but most times if I'm reading something, you can probably guess that it's going to be a fantasy series of some sort. And the longer, the better, the more characters, the more world building, the more like magic. And I loved it, but I bought the version on Kindle and I pulled it up on my phone and I started to read it. And I don't like reading comics. I mean, I don't like reading comics, but I was thinking, you know, if I bought an actual book, because I do really enjoy reading on actual books more. Then I don't like to read books on my phone in general, whether it's a comic book, a novel, like whatever it is. I don't like to read books on a tablet, on a phone. I like pages. And so whenever I can, I actually buy a paper book. That's just the way I am. And I also audiobooks. I mean, you would think I love audiobooks because I love podcasts and I listen to podcasts all the time. But the thing is, here's what happens with an audiobook. I don't mind an audiobook, especially if I'm driving, but my mind will wander. And I will, you know, my mind will wander, and then all of a sudden I'll realize I've missed like 3 chapters of the book and I have no idea what they said. Or I'll fall asleep if I do it at night, like before bed. Or both. My mind will wander and then I'll fall asleep, and then the next day I'm like, where was I? So it's hard for me to do audiobooks, so I pretty much do paper. But anyway, regardless, I still want to. I'm really interested in continuing to learn more about this story. And I'm going to find a way. I'm going to try all the different avenues of consuming it to see if there's a way that I can tolerate, just so I can hear more of this story. Because I don't know if they're going to get a season 2. And if so, I don't know when it's going to come out. And so I'd like to continue the story. But if you don't like fantasy, no, you won't like it for sure. So there you go. Other than that, yesterday, I'm trying to think what I did. I did text my parents. They're in Switzerland, I want to say, today. And they just checked into their hotel earlier today. They're probably asleep now because I think it's 7 hours ahead of us. And so it's like midnight there. But they sent some beautiful photos. Mark said, oh, I definitely want to go to Switzerland. He said, maybe for my 40th birthday. They're doing fine. I got on the elliptical for 5 minutes because I'm trying to get back in the habit of going in the gym in the room. So I'm gonna start slow again, and I'm just gonna do 5 minutes, you know, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. So I did 5 minutes, then I cooked sauce and I boiled some tortellini and put bolognese sauce on it. And I liked it. I'm not sure if Mark liked it, but I liked it. And we just kind of, we watched The Circle. And that was about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.